Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, it is me. It is I. I am actually doing a special broadcast. Yeah, special broadcast. No, seriously, I really am doing a special broadcast because normally it's a rule I do not do today. So, therefore, what I was thinking about doing, which is what I'm doing, I thought about doing a show that's all about me. Yes, all about yours truly. I'm going to give you 20 random things, 20, count them, 20 random things about myself. Now, I am going to post these on Facebook as well, but I thought, hey, why not? Something fun, something different, 20 random damn things you don't know about me, yours truly. Not that you give a shit or care, but, hey, what can I say? It may be fun, right? Anyway, it is Saturday, and normally, as a rule, I don't do Saturdays, but since I was in a kind of a bad mood earlier, and then all of a sudden, my mood got better, I decided, why not? Why not? Why not? Anyway, as I'm trying to post this in game, yeah, I'm trying to post it in game. As I try to post it in game, I did want to tell everyone that it has been a really challenging week for me. It really, really has. This week has been one that I quickly would like to forget. But all in all, it hasn't been that bad. Anyway, again, my show is about, can you believe that? Is about 20 random things about me that you don't know. 20 random, yes. Okay? So, number one. My real-life nickname was given to me because of a book I used to have my grandmother read to me every night. Now, everyone that always asks me about my real-life nickname always thinks it's short for something else. And it's not. It actually isn't. It's actually much more fun than that. Yeah. It is because of my love for this particular children's book. So when my grandmother used to read the book is called Green Eggs and Ham. She used to read it, and I always used to tell her, Grandma, I'm Sam. I'm Sam, Grandma. So she would go, okay, you're Sam. So from there on, I have been Sam. Yes, that is my real-life nickname is Sam. And that is how I got that nickname. Isn't that just cute? Just random bullshit, but cute, right? Number two, I am really, really afraid of the dark. Now, this is something that I feel people going, yeah, right, but I really am. When I was a kid, I had my own bedroom because I was raised by my grandmother. So I had my own bedroom, and I had this huge bed that was really, like four-post bed that was lifted really, like, off the ground. Well, after I saw a certain movie, you'll find that it's all ties together, I was unable to sleep in the dark after that. I had to have the light. Now, to age, oh, goodness, maybe about 7, I could have the light on. But at age 7, after that, I just couldn't do it. I could have the light off, I'm sorry, but after age 7, I just couldn't do it anymore. I had to have the light on. And to this day, even now, even as we speak now, I still have a light on in when I go to sleep. And normally what I'll do is I have like a little light right beside the bed, and I have that light on all night. And my electric bill is just fucked up because of the fact that I cannot sleep without that light. I've tried. Trust me, I have tried many times to sleep without it, but I can't. I don't know why. I'm extremely fearful of being in the dark. And I'm embarrassed to say it, but I said I was going to give you some facts about me, random facts, so that's one of them. Yep, I'm very, very afraid of the dark. Yeah, so now you know. Yeah, you just run out and just close the door on me and have me in the dark, I'll probably be shitting bricks. Next, I'm afraid of the movie The Exorcist. Now, by the time I was, you know, a child viewing this, the movie was old. But even though the movie was old, it still gave me fright. You have to understand something. I was raised in a very Christian home. So the devil to us was very, very real. It was something that was discussed, was talked about. So it was very, very real. So I was actually, when I first saw the movie, scared the shit out of me. I've seen the movie only twice. I haven't even seen the remake after all the shit that's supposed to be cut out came back. I haven't even seen that. I still, to this day, cannot view that movie. It creeps me out. I don't know whether it was because it's a kid and the devil, but, yeah, even talking about it. So let's go to number 4, because that still. Number 4, I actually have 5 favorite country and Western songs. Yes, I know. Sam, Sugar. Has 5 favorite country and Western songs. Now, I know. The first one is Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. I love that song. I think it's pretty. I really do. The next one is Highwayman. Now, if you guys do decide to download these on YouTube or whatever and see them, you're going to be probably rolling your eyes, especially the Highwayman one, because it is a Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and a couple other people singing it. And it is so not something I would listen to on the norm. But I think something happened one time, and we were going through Texas. This is a true story. We were going through Texas, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing on the radio, because going through Texas, at the time we were going, you know, there was no hip-hop station that was to be found, because we were out in the boonies and the docks, right? So we were listening to this country and Western show, country Western show, music show, whatever, and he was like, here's Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson and whoever else, and Highway Man. And I'm thinking, okay, doggy, here we go. So listening to him, I'm like, you know what? I actually kind of like that song. More the words than anything, because it's a song about a person who relives their life over and over again, but each time they relive their life, they become stronger and stronger. But listen to it. Yeah, listen to it. Also, another Willie Nelson is You're Always on My Mind. Now, maybe that song isn't really truly a country and Western song, because from my understanding, the song originated by Elvis Presley. He actually wrote it to his wife Priscilla, I guess, when they first broke up. So the song is, I'm sure a lot of you heard it, Fantasia sung it. It's a beautiful, beautiful melody, You're Always on My Mind. But to me, the best person that sings it, honestly, is Willie Nelson. He gives it so much, I don't know, so much flavor and soulfulness and as if he really, really means it, and I love it. So that's my third favorite is You're Always on My Mind. I love it. The next one I like is Walking After Midnight with Patsy Cline. Now, yeah, I know. I go out walking after midnight in the moonlight. I love it. It's just, I don't know, it's like a song that she's like just saying, yeah, I'm, you know, looking for you after, I can't explain why I like the song. I'm not, like I said before, I'm not a country and western person at all. At all. But I truly, truly love that song. I really, really do. I think it's like just perfect. Perfect. I go out walking after midnight. Okay, let me stop. Oh, who knows? I may do a video of it. I'll be just walking after midnight. Anyway, the last song I actually just started liking thanks to my bestie. And it's called My Mama's Broken Heart. The song, the video, I think, caught my attention more than the song did. But then when I listen to the words, the song is good. It's basically about a Southern girl, a Southern belle, who's basically just broke up with her man. And her mother's telling her, you know what, hey, you know, fix your makeup, you know, hide your crazy, get your shit together, and, you know, you ain't going to make me look bad. So it's a song about a girl who's like, this is not your broken heart. That's how you used to be. Because in the old days, from my understanding, when your man messed around or what have you, you kind of kept that shit on the DL. Well, nowadays, we go fucking crazy. And you know we do, girls. Yes, we do. We don't play that. We be like hollering and screaming. But in my mom's days, it was more like probably a calmer generation. So they were more or less like, you know, not my mom, though. My mom would have cut your dick off, quite frankly. Oops, I hope no kids will listen. But my mom, she didn't play that. But maybe I should say my great-grandmother's, whatever. But anyway, the song is just funny, and it's called Mama's Broken Heart. If you ever get to see it or listen to it, you should. But if you listen to it, don't listen to a cover. Don't listen to it with the lyrics and not, because I'm telling you, the way to really enjoy that song is to see it with the girl actually playing the part of it. It is hilarious. Anyway, number five. My favorite movie, and you guys are going to be like, what the fuck, is It's a Wonderful Life with James Stewart. Now, that is so blah, 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 blah before my time. But when we were coming up, my grandmother was a big Christmas person, which I am too. So she used to buy all these old Christmas movies and, you know, like It's a Wonderful Life and Snoopy's Christmas and crap like that. Not crap, but you know what I mean. So we would be stuck watching movies like that as kids, and something about that movie really, like, tug at my heart. If you've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, what I'm saying right now will probably be just totally confusing, but it's basically about a man who was working for an insurance company, and something happened where his money was stolen, and his business was about to go, not insurance, I'm sorry, a home loan, whatever, a loan company. And my sister's actually on Skype right now going, loan company, loan. Thank you, Ida. Anyway, so he basically felt that he had an insurance plan on his life and felt like if he died, everyone would be okay because he would be able to pay them. So he asked God to show him the way. So an angel comes down named Clarence. And what Clarence does is he gives him a wish not to ever been born. So he sees all these people's lives. Can you believe it? Right in the middle of my damn show. All these people's lives who he actually changed because he was, you know, because he was there. Like his brother, if he saved his brother's life. If he hadn't saved his brother's life, his brother would have died. His brother had saved all these people's lives on this ship. If his brother, you know, so all the people died because his brother wasn't alive. It was just a really emotional movie for me as a child, and that's the reason. The other one is also a really, really, really old movie. It's called The Bad Seed. Okay, it's about a little girl who basically goes around killing. Now, mind you, you never see it. Nowadays, you probably have to get a visual of it. But this one basically put it in your mind. And it was, to me, was not scary, but I just liked the little girl. To me, she was like, hey, I'll kill you. Don't give me what I want. Yep, you're dead. So I liked that. The next one is The Uninvited. The Uninvited actually is a movie, the original, not the new one. The original movie is from the 1940s, believe it or not. I'm telling you, my mother and grandmother were really big on all movies, but which I am as well. Which the original was about this girl whose grandfather was keeping her from this house. The house had her mother's spirit in it was trying to kill her. Come to find out, the spirit wasn't really her mother. It was somebody else. Her mother was actually in the house, but her mother was the nurse. It was just, it gets confusing, but it's a good movie. You ever get it? 1940s, Uninvited. 13 Ghosts. Yes, 13 Ghosts. I don't know why I like it. Don't ask me. I have no clue, but I like the movie. I like the damn movie, and I always probably will. Last but certainly not least is Monsters, Inc. Yes, I love Monsters, Inc., one of my favorite movies. Boo, oh, my goodness. Just who couldn't love Boo? Wouldn't everybody just like have a kid like Boo? I mean, she was just so cute and just, yeah. And Scully, oh, my God, or Sully, whatever, Sully. But, yeah, so those are my favorite movies. Like I said, my mom was a huge fan of old movies and horror movies and black and white movies and so forth. Sixth, my favorite song is Marvin Gaye's Come Get to This. Yes, my mom was a big Marvin Gaye fan. She loved MG to death. You know, she was in love with him. So she used to play a lot of his old songs. So we used to listen to him and that one, and don't ask why that either, because I have no clue, because it wasn't even one of his popular songs, from my understanding. It was just one of the ones that was on the, you know, the CD that she had, and that was it. But I love that song, Come Get to This. It was, honestly, it's my all-time favorite song in the world. Come Get to This, Marvin Gaye. If you ever want to hear it, hear it. Seven, my dream car is a pink Hummer. Yes, pink. You damn right, pink Hummer. If I ever, ever, ever get the balls or the cash flow to buy it, and I'm not talking about in Second Life, I'm talking about in real life because I could get it in Second Life, I would get me a pink Hummer. Matter of fact, I may even have Billionaire Motors, who is now one of my sponsors, to make me a pink Hummer because I really, that is my dream car. But my dream car has changed throughout the years. It really, really has. I have had so many dream cars, but this has been the last one. This one has been ongoing now for years. Pink Hummy. And I mean, when I say a pink, I mean like the old-fashioned Hummy that that Arnold Schwarzenegger had, the real old-fashioned one that was like a military, but I want it to be pink. Yes, a pink damn Hummy, baby. Anyway. Eighth, I used to love the color yellow and red. Yes, yellow and red used to be my colors. I had this thing for yellow and red. I remember I used to buy yellow carnations and put them in the dining room area on my table, my dining table, and I had these yellow roses I used to put in the living room. And the guy that I was talking to at that time, I used to have him always get me yellow roses. He used to always say, let me get, you know, the red ones that I want, the red ones, the yellow ones. But, yeah, that was my thing, yellow and red. More yellow than red, but that was my thing. Everything yellow, you know, yeah, yellow everything. Yellow this, yellow that. Anything wasn't yellow was my car. I didn't want to look like a bumblebee, but I really loved the color yellow. It was just, to me, it was a happy color. It was a, yeah, happy. I know that sounds real weird, but to me, it was a happy color. The color yellow was happy, gave out an aura of like, yeah, calmness. But, yeah, I really was into yellow. Then 4 years, it's been 4 years now that all of a sudden pink has been my color. Pink is my signature color. So pink has been my color now for the past 4 years. I don't know why. I don't know what I like about pink, but it's just my color. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people can kiss my ass. You can kiss my ass because I love that color. It's something about it. It's just feminine. It's pretty. Pink. Don't you just love the color pink? Pink, baby, pink. Anyway, yeah. I guess you can kind of tell I like pink, right? Number nine, I used to smoke cigars, honestly. I used to think it was sexy, and it was sexy. I mean, in that time I used to smoke, I used to come in a room and, you know, smoke on my cigars. Not the big ones, you know, more like. the slender ones, the big ones too, but more the slender ones. And then someone I'm really, really close to, who I truly love, asked me to stop. He was like saying, I really want you to stop. You know, I don't like you smoking. It's just not cool. And I'm thinking, it is cool. When I walk in, people go, wow, she's cool. She smokes cigars. But he was really, like, really serious about it. You know, he was like, I don't want you to die, and giving me all this guilt trip. And I remember one day we were sitting in the back yard, and he was telling me how he really wanted me to stop. And I thought, okay, if he really wants me to stop, and I love him, he loves me, we're the perfect family. Well, yeah, but anyway, you get the drift. So, honestly, I put the cigar out, and trust me, I didn't buy cheap-ass cigars. I did not. They were expensive. I put the cigar out, and that was the last time I smoked one. Now, 2 years ago, he was smoking a cigarette, so I just went fucking off. I was like, look, how are you going to smoke a cigarette, and you sit there and told me many, many moons ago that you no longer wanted me to smoke a cigar? He looked me dead in my eye and said, when did I tell you that? He doesn't even freaking remember. He has no clue when he said it, weed smoker. He has no clue when he said this, big weed smoker. Okay, so you get it. But anyway, yeah, so maybe I may just take up cigar smoking again so I can be cool and sexy. But yeah, he doesn't even remember him even saying it. I shit you not. Can you believe it? Made me stop smoking, and he can't even remember that he told me. Anyway, number 10. I danced twice at a powwow when I was a little girl with my half-siblings. Now, for you who don't know what a powwow is, it's a place where Native Americans come, and they dance, they eat, they tell stories, you know, they sell their jewelry, what have you, their wares. And I danced twice. I was able, they actually allowed me to dance. I was nervous, but felt so proud to be a part of that because it's my heritage, my father. And I was so proud to be a part of that as a little girl. Now, it's something I've gotten away from, and I feel bad about it because I know that it's a part of my heritage. I should start doing more. But it really, the more I remember it, it just gave me so much a feeling of accomplishment when I was able to do that. Anyway, I'll be back with the last 10. I'm going to take a quick break because I need something to drink. I truly, truly do. I need something to drink.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even if you're not clapping, I'm just in my mind, you are. If you have just joined us, I am Sugarlicious Me, and today is about me, myself, and I. I'm giving 20 random things about me that you either know, didn't know, or didn't give a shit about. But, yeah, I'm going to give them out. And then I'm going to post them on Facebook. And dare you, double dog dare you to post your own. We stopped at number 10. Now is number 11. I used to wish I was like dark complexion. I used to wish I was the same complexion as my mom. My mom has had a beautiful dark complexion. Oh, my God. She was just gorgeous to me. And obviously to a lot of men, who used to turn their necks and break them damn near. My mom was really, really dark complexion, and she had this walk that was like just dynamite. You know, she would walk in a room and she would command attention. You know, she was, I think, maybe 2 inches taller than me. I'm 5'1". She might have been 5'3". And she was really tiny. She had a very, very, very tiny figure. I got boobs and ass and thighs and, you know, ass and thighs and boobs and, yeah, all that. Well, my mom was really tiny and really petite. I mean, she was really, really, I think she wore like maybe a size 5'6" or maybe even a 3, maybe a 5'6". But she was shapely. She wasn't a straight 5'6", but she had the most beautiful dark chocolate skin, and I used to always wish that my complexion was like hers. I used to envy that about her, because to me that was so beautiful to have, you know, just that complexion and, you know, that way of just commanding attention when you walked in the room. You know, yeah. Anyway, I'm getting a little sad, so I'm going to go back. So now 12. At one point, I wanted to be a nurse until I was actually in school and passed out. Now, listen to me, and I shit you not, passed out during an autopsy on a fucking cadaver. This is no joke. We were doing an autopsy. It was during my time in school. We were doing an autopsy. And the last thing I remember is the instructor saying, you know, put your face thing on your face to cover your nose and your mouth. And I remember her putting the knife in, and that's all I remember. And the funny part, I actually fell on the cadaver and then fell off. This is the truth. I remember waking up and she's telling me that I need to find another line of business, because it was the second time I actually fainted, because they were showing a colostomy bag on a video, and I passed out during that. So after that, it was like random shit. It was like, yeah, you need to get up out of here. This is no place for you. So, yeah, so then I turned my attention to the law, and here I am now. Oh, brother. Number 13, I used to sing in the choir alongside my mom. Now, my mom had a fabulous, strong voice. My voice wasn't as good, and I held my own. I could sing a little bit, but not like my mom. My mom's voice, she didn't need a mic. She could sing, and the whole church heard it. That's just how strong her voice was. Mine, I needed a mic, but I don't sing like I used to. I can sing, but nothing like I used to. But, yeah, I used to sing alongside my mom in church, in a choir. 14, I love iced tea with no sugar. Now, I also love Pepsis. Those who know me know that. But I love iced tea with no sugar. I don't know why, but I don't want any sugar in it, no lemon, just straight-up iced tea as long as it's really, really cold. I love it. It's just, to me, it quenches your thirst. A lot of people, when I go out to lunch with friends of mine, they look at me and kind of go, okay, you're getting your famous iced tea with no frickin' sugar. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm getting my famous iced tea with no frickin' sugar. I just have to put my finger in it anyway and sweeten it up. But, yeah, I actually really do love it with no sugar. 15. Now, this is probably going to make all of you think I'm bullshitting, but I honestly am not. And I may have someone on the show that can prove to you that this is not bullshit when I tell you. I used to eat, wait for it, brace yourself, baby powder. I swear. I couldn't eat anything but Johnson's, though. And I know you're going to be saying that I'm lying, but I used to sit there with baby powder, open it up, turn it upside down, and shake it in my mouth and eat it. I don't know what caused it, the reason why it was like that, what was the deal, what have you. And I did after, I haven't ate it now, and after I had my surgery, so over a year. But the reason why, my understanding was, because there's minerals that's in baby powder that I guess my body was craving, so I would eat it. I know it sounds so damn like you got to be kidding, but I am not kidding. That is the honest to God truth. I used to eat baby powder. Yeah. And that was actually number 16. 16. So I'm going to go with what should have been 15. Yeah, I missed. I skipped. So what? I love Frosted Flakes cereal, but I refuse to eat them once they go soggy. And I refuse to put a fresh bowl, a fresh batch of Frosted Flakes in a bowl that had that already had cereal in it. In other words, if I eat all my cereal and there's still like residue from the cereal, the milk, I can't do it. I have to go in, wash that whole, that whole bowl out. In other words, I can't refill it, even if it's nothing left but the milk. Even if I ate all the cereal out of it, there's nothing but the milk. I just can't do it. I have to pour it out and just put a whole brand new bowl of cereal. Now, I know everybody thinks that that's weird and crazy, and in a way, maybe it is, but once it gets soggy, I just can't do it. I just can't. I have to change it. I've got to go in there and change the whole thing, which used to drive my grandmother crazy. I used to have to wait until she turned her back and, like, just, got rid of it. But, yeah, I know. Number 17, I used to drink tequila sunrise with extra cherries and a cube of sugar. If you've never tried it, please do. Oh, my God. It is so good. Tequila sunrise is already sweet. If you know anything about tequila sunrise, and I love those cherries. Oh, my God. I used to just have like a bowl of cherries next to it and put them in there like a little bit, drink the tequila sunrise, put that sugar cube in it. God, it was so, so good. If you've never tried that, I urge you when you go out again, if you like tequila, do it. But have them put you a lot of tequila in, because that sugar kind of like dissolves all that. So make sure they put you a lot of tequila in. Oh, my God, it used to be so good. I used to soak the sugar cube and just, anyway, man, don't get me started. I may hang up from here and go get me something to drink. 18. When I was in the second grade, I put on a puppet show with Barbies at my school, and all the kids laughed at me. I shit you not. They made super-duper fun of me and told me that I was a loser. The teacher thought it was cute, thought my acting ability was really good, so she gave me a part, actually, in a play that we were doing. And the parents and the teachers gave me a standing ovation for my performance. No Barbies were involved, mind you. I know, like, you're so cheesy, sugar. Sugar, you're cheesy, but yeah. I did, I didn't know what to do. It was like a show and tell or some shit. And my thing was Barbie, so I brought them bitches along and put them in my backpack and had the little, my grandmother brought the little stage for them. And, yeah, well, and the reason why I guess that's kind of funny, too, is because I was telling someone, well, some of you knew, I was trying to actually do a show with Barbies now. So now you know where that need and desire and that it comes from when I was a child. Yeah, I'm weird. What the fuck can I say? Number 19, I received The Sims actually on a birthday, as a birthday present, and I hated it. Anybody knows anything about The Sims with those little people running around? I hated it. I hated the person who brought it any damn way, but I hated it. So basically, I was like, ugh. But it was the doorway for what I play now. It was the doorway for me to play TSO, Dare.com, IMVU, Second Life, World of Warcraft. God, I can name so many games I've played, which one day I may do a show and name it. But it was a gateway to all that, because that's basically how I started with The Sims on my birthday. I remember when I got it, when he gave it to me, the fucker gave it to me in a damn paper bag. Couldn't even put it in a damn, like, cutie wrapping paper. The fucker gave it to me in a damn paper bag. I opened it up. And when I opened it up, I'm like, really? He said, oh, yeah, because the reason why he thought I wanted it, we were sitting there watching a commercial about The Sims, which they rarely did. And he's like, wow, that's cool. I'm like, yeah, why don't you give me that for my birthday? So it was my fault that I got it, right? Come on. Who would believe a female would tell you that she wants a fucking video game that she's never heard of on her birthday? Really? Are you really that stupid? Anyway, number 20, the final one. I love cartoons, horror movies, and old black and white movies. Oh, my God, those three. I'm not into comedies. I'm not into love stories. I don't like chick flicks. Adventure's okay. Thriller's fun. Blah, 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 blah. But my all-time things is cartoons, horror, and old black and white movies. I'm telling you, that is my thing. I love them, love them, love them. And I'm sure that all that came because my mom had a big love for them, had a big love for horror movies. My grandmother had a big love for black and white movies. And I, being a child growing up, had a big love for cartoons. So all that stemmed, and it made me who I am today. Basically crazy, out of this world, just all over the damn place, just never going to grow up, I guess, ever, 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 ever. But anyway, those are the 20 random things about me that few people know, and now you know. And even if you don't care to know, you know now. Anyway, I was going to give more to you because I was looking at the time, and I was trying to rush through it because I honestly didn't think it would cover 45 minutes, but shit, it did. That was almost 45 minutes. Wanted to tell you guys that I am going to start really doing more shows. I'm going to do at least 2 shows a week, probably start doing, along with my Monday shows, Saturday shows, and on the YouTube shows, those should start being uploaded every Friday at 8 p.m. like I promised, and of course didn't do it, and today I got a feeling it's not going to be uploaded again this Friday, today, because I promised it would be today, and I don't think it's going to be, but hey, I'm trying. What can I say? I may be looking for a sidekick, someone who I can bounce off, not all the time, but every randomly, because, you know, everybody needs a Ed McMahon, right? Everybody does. Somebody who can, you know, you can bounce off of, have fun with, talk to. Because as much as I love talking to you guys, sometimes when you have to talk for a whole hour, you're like, whoa, okay, you know, it's not easy doing this. It's fun. I love doing it. I love the fact that I've got you people listening to me. It feels good. It really does feel good. But after a while, I'm thinking, I can do probably 1 or 2 shows a week, solo, dolo. But I think I would like to have an Ed McMahon. So probably, more than likely, I'm going to be doing interviews for that position. But you got to be fun. You got to talk. You can't just sit there. It just cannot happen because I am all over the place. And if you're not all over the place, ain't going to work, baby. It ain't going to work. Block Party will be coming. It was rescheduled. It will be the 11th. Of August. Definitely be there if you have not. My second life friends, my real life friends are probably rolling their fucking eyes right now, but my second life friends, make sure that you do on my page, make sure that you do put on that you're going to be going. It's going to be fun. We're going to have games and food, virtual food, but games, food, prizes. We're going to be giving away a pink car. Don't know what kind of car yet. I got to talk to my sponsors. I'm not really sure what kind of car. Yums is going to make a outfit. Prestige Magazine is going to be there. We're going to have a lot, so you definitely need to go. You need to go there. Have fun. Just be with me, fly the moon. Hey, I'm in a good mood now. You should be fucking happy because I was in a foul, foul, foul mood. Just ask Peligroso Static, a.k.a. Angel, what kind of mood I was in. He'll tell ya. I was in a really sour mood. In fact, he was like, you can take a nap. Do you take a nap or maybe some type of meds? Did you check your sugar today? Is that what's wrong with you? Oh, God. I just love him to death. Mean it. Anyway, everybody, it was always fun talking to you. I love you all. You know I do. Some more than others. Next show will be Monday. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, but it's probably going to be something serious. Serious. Hopefully, the show that I did with about the Greek pageant will be up tonight, hopefully before midnight. I go out walking after midnight. You know what? I'm going to actually listen to that song now. Now this song, Mama. I was trying to download it for all of you, but of course it didn't work out that way because I was going to, like, you know, walk off in the sun and play that song for you as I was walking out. I thought that would be, like, real cool. Yeah, didn't happen. Didn't get it. Did not get it. Anyway, I am about to go. Again, thanks all everybody for listening to me and my random bullshit. And I challenge you, put up 20 things about yourself, even 10 things about yourself that no one noticed. And don't give me any, like, real weird shit because, I don't want to hear it. But anyway, love you all. Miss you. Miss you. Miss me? Mwah. Talk to you all later, alright? Alright. Peace. I'm trying to wait to 3:31 so I can play this song entirely. Yeah, there we go. Mwah. Sugar kisses.
Your ears if I ruffle your feathers.
One.